Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and your heart and where you're at. It's not about the waist size. It's not about the scale numbers. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did, I think that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something. Oh, good God, man. I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time, I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, bro, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story. You know, God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that. You know, it's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky. It's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
Hey, what's up? It is the 22nd. of September. It's Sparky. I'm here with Robert tonight. Stacy is Stacy's off. I hope she's doing well. And you are listening to the best internet radio show, the best workout, and the best workout support community on the planet. Team YRG and DDP Yoga. What's going on, Robert?
Way too much, man. Things have been crazy lately.
Yeah. It was funny, guys. I was just telling Robert when I got here, this was the most I've ever scrambled for a show. And I know your life's been busy straight, but I can imagine if I took what happened to me in like the past 15 minutes and probably cascaded that over 24 hours, oh my goodness, you got to be wiped out.
Yeah, it's been, there's been so much going on with YRG, with DDP, with me personally. It's been a whirlwind. I mean, it's all really good stuff. I don't have any complaints, but it's been interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I hear you. Like tonight, man, for me, guys, you know, we're going to be talking about challenges tonight and introducing you to the new Challenge Center that we came up with on the site. But I had a meeting tonight that was supposed to be over at 8:30 that I was enjoying until I realized, wait, it's 8:30, we're not ending. And then we opened it up for questions. And man, there's a lot of great questions, a lot of great participation, but I start looking at my watch, it's about 9:45. It's a good thing that I'm 5 minutes away. The first time I've ever dialed into the show, probably as close as I did, I probably called in with 15 minutes, but I tried to get in a little bit earlier, but in my car driving and walked up here with about 2 or 3 minutes to spare, looked at my phone. My phone's on 20% charge, so right now I am tethered to my computer. And if you guys got an iPhone, you know what I'm talking about. I got about a 2-foot, 1-foot, 2-foot cord. My computer's on the floor, And I've got about, 12 inches above my desk to move my head and look at the computer screen, take a look at the chat room, and some other stuff. So it's pretty interesting.
That 12 inches is all you need, man.
Yeah. And that's what she said. Anyway.
I just set the joke up, man. That's all I do.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, guys, so we got some
people
in the chat room.
We've had shows. Let me interrupt you again. When Dallas and I were doing this every week together, it was like the Wild Wild West. I mean, I would text him 15 minutes ahead of time, just to let remind him. He's always so busy that there's always something going on, and he had a habit of forgetting about the show. I texted him one time about a half an hour ahead of time, and then I texted him 15 minutes till. And I never heard anything, so I called him. And he's out walking the dog or something, like two blocks away. So he, runs back. The front door is locked. He's got to climb over a gate in the back of the house and, run up the stairs to get the show going. So, I mean, you're in good company.
That's good. I mean, and I'll talk about it. I guess that's why DDP's so good. You never see him sweat.
So. Well, I've seen him sweat. I've heard him sweat, and it's entertaining to say the least. But he always gets it done.
Well, and aside from the literal, the sweat from the YRG that'll come pouring off you with DDP yoga, I just did the first workout in a while. As everybody knows, I've been having a couple weeks here with some bad eating, some bad times, some personal things to go through. So I got my first workout in this week, and my workout buddy, my sister-in-law, Sarah, who a lot of you know from in the chat room, came up, and we worked out, and we did Strength Builder. My goodness. Take a couple weeks off, and you start to find those muscles again that you thought you had, but God, you never knew that they were there and that you could really work them. It's actually a great feeling to feel that. And I have never sweat so much in recent, because you start to get used to the workouts, and as your heart and your body's conditioned, they become less of a physical challenge and a mental challenge to you. You're getting through them. But, man, I was challenged all the way around. What a great workout to pop into Strength Builder for my first one back. But what was amazing, Arthur talked to me when we were down in D.C. about muscle memory and how your body remembers things. And one of the toughest things for me, and I don't know about you, bro, but getting wrap and burned, I dreaded getting that.
Oh, yeah.
So you remember the first time you ever did that?
Yeah, I think I broke something, yeah.
That is easy to do, man. I remember I tried so many different times to get it, and there would be times I'd get such a pinch in my hip because my hip had never been bent more than 90 degrees than me sitting in my loungy computer chair sitting in front of the computer playing some first-person shooters, playing a little Counter-Strike or Left 4 Dead, and here I am, bending over, wrapping my arms around my ankles with my legs spread in the lunge, and then you're flipping your arm behind your back. It would pinch for 5-10 seconds. I'd have to stop. And so, every time I see Wally in a video, I know Rappin' Bird's coming.
Oh,
we
yeah.
It?
And it's the best name ever, man.
Yeah. And Wally's freaking amazing. I mean, Dallas jokes that nobody here is a fitness model, well, except for Wally. But, man, he is amazing. Actually, everybody's amazing in the videos. But you see him hit that rap and burn, and that really motivates you to get it. But Arthur talked about muscle memory. He goes, once you do it, if you do it for a while, your body starts to remember. And I dreaded getting my first workout back because I knew it was going to hurt. I knew it was going to be a challenge. And then when I realized before Wally in the video, I was like, oh, Rappin' Bird's coming. This is going to suck. This is going to hurt so bad. I'm going to instantly fail on my first workout because I'm not going to hit Rapid Merge. Me and Sarah both hit them on the mat, and my hip was like, okay, bring it on. This is good. I can take some more. So I hit the other side, held them both, and it was amazing. It just goes to show that, you know, DDP yoga, you do it, you stick with it. And, yeah, Sarah's in the chat room. It hurts like hell. You know, the day after, man, the muscles that didn't have the memory of where you were at, oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll tell you that they didn't remember it, but, man, I mean, especially the core, because I haven't done a crunch. I haven't done a lunge. I mean, when I say I haven't done anything for, like, 4 weeks, I hadn't. And, you know, best thing about DDP yoga, it strengthens your core, which strengthens your back, which strengthens everything in your body. And I could feel it from my ribs down to my hips, my entire stomach, on my sides, you know, and the muscle memory and some of the moves, knowing that I could still accomplish them and still hit them, made me think a lot more positive after that workout about getting back into it than I would have if I wouldn't been able to hit it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, I'm in almost the same boat because I've barely worked out for the last 2 weeks, and like the few weeks before that, I didn't do it much. You know, just because with the time constraints and just my chaotic life. So yeah. I'm looking to get back into this week, especially since now I have room to work out. But, I mean, you talk about muscle memory. I think my muscles have Alzheimer's. So I'm really curious to see what happens when I get back into it. And my goal is to get back to where I was a year or two ago, where I could really, really have the flexibility and could really power through the workouts.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the flexibility is key. And once you start hitting those, man, I can't wait. I want to play myself forward. And it's a challenge to get back to where you are. But once you start taking the tiny steps and you start seeing the little successes, it's a lot easier. And the motivation is kind of, you get the downhill run. But there's nothing better than I felt after my first entire year on the program and feeling the flexibility, feeling the strength, feeling the balance, because it's amazing how many of those stabilizing muscles that you never knew you had when you're rocking back and forth actually start to develop. I am one of the clumsiest mother effers around. I dribble a basketball okay, I shoot a basketball okay, but any other sport you get me in that I do, I am an accident waiting to happen.
Well, I've mastered putt-putt, but that's as far as I go.
At least you got the hand-eye coordination. I almost don't even have that.
That's it.
I am actually a magnet for people to lose their coordination when they're around me. One time, my brother and I were playing golf, and my brother's a fantastic golfer. I'm not a big fan of golf, but I have gone. I probably haven't been there in years, but we're standing on a course, and I am standing almost behind my brother across the fairway, and it was like the second or third shot. Wait, he shanked it right into my side. It sounded like, I don't know, taking a shotgun blast to a bucket of water, just a big, you know, splash. I instantly pulled up my shirt, and you could see, like, almost a golf ball grown out of my side with a dimple. So,
nice.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, it was awful. And I don't know what YRG is going to help me to accept that pain maybe a little bit better. But, you know, maybe people won't be as accident prone around me because I'm not. So, but this week, guys, we've had a couple people join, and I'm going to hop on that real quick after I shoot the number to you, 347-994-1216. If you're listening, give Robert and I a call. You know, we're happy to talk to you, and I'm sure, you know, if you listen to the show over and over, you might get sick of hearing our voices, but, you know, we would love to hear yours. You know, or hop in the chat room, you know, on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening there, the chat room is there. Sign in and let us know you're around. But we've had a couple members since the last time we've been on, and we'll give them a couple shout-outs. We've had Donna Gleason, Cherry B. Peacock, Ryan and Balk, I hope I got that right, buddy, and Christopher Ferrero, who have all made a couple of posts so far. So congratulations on taking a first step there. And if you haven't checked it out yet, go to the new members guide and definitely read that. Get your six picks and read and see DDP's Live Life at 90% video, which you can get for free when you check out the website. So
you know, that might be a good place to update what's been going on with the YRG Fitness site. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of details I can't keep right now, but right now the plan is to have our store back up and running within the next 2 weeks. There's a lot that has to happen for that, but we want to at least have the basis of our store back up so everybody could continue buying the program. And there's going to be some radical changes that I think everyone's going to really appreciate. But for anybody who's
Is web address for everybody listening still going to – we're still going to be at yrgfitness.com, or we got a new one?
It should be YRG Fitness, yes. We will probably – I mean, because that one is so well-known, I want to keep that one. But we also have a new site, which is going to be ddpyoga.com. So that's going to go to the new store as well.
Awesome. So everybody check it out, you know, ddpyoga.com, yrgfitness.com. There will be updates. So these are some pretty exciting things because, you know, before, and you could probably speak a little bit more about it, you know, Dallas had a relationship with his partners. Now this is pretty much Dallas' thing, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I don't think, let's say it's 99% done. There's still, from what I understand, there's still some things that have to happen, but it looks like this is what's going to happen, is that there's going to be a new beginning for DDP Yoga, you know, formerly YRG, and it's going to be the next evolution of everything we've been doing for the last 5 years.
That's fantastic. I've actually made a few friends on sparkpeople.com, so I'm going to welcome anybody who's listening from Spark people who had asked. They had just come on. It's funny. There was a lull for a while. I met two or three people, and you know, we're growing the excitement slowly over there. Who had asked, hey, what's happening to YRGFitness.com? Did I just buy this? I just got it, and now the site's gone, and I got the old stuff. And for any of you listening who think you got the old stuff, well, there were older videos that Dallas had out. If you have the program where you have energy, fat burner, the diamond dozen, diamond cutter, double black diamond, this program is not old. It will never get old. DDP Yoga and the YRG program that you have at home right now is the best workout. And I've been telling everybody who's coming to the site, who's coming to teamyrg.com, it's the best damn workout on the planet. And that stands true when it was released. When did it come out? In 2010, 2009? The new
release. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago and today.
Go ahead, Spark. I'm sorry.
I just finished it up saying it's the best damn workout. It's the same 2 years ago and today. It's just as fresh. It's just as new. You have multiple DVDs. You put them in, and you're going to get a kick-ass workout, no matter what DVD you put in.
Yeah, and one thing to tell people is that if they're concerned that they just bought a big fitness program that was a decent investment for that sort of thing, that if they're concerned it's going to be outdated, it's not. We're not going to change the core of what we may add to it. There may be additional things that you can buy, but the core as it is, from what I understand as of now, is not going to change. So when DDP Yoga relaunches, the core package will be what you have now. So if you've already bought it, don't worry, you haven't missed the boat. If you haven't, just wait a few more weeks and we'll be able to take care of it for you.
Absolutely, and they should. And that was Brown Eyes 717, who's a friend of ours on Spark People. We have a little group there. I started YRG Zero Impact Fitness Nuts. You guys, for those of you wondering, yeah, it's a great workout. And I tell you what, for any of you worried about that, don't, because if you've come and you've met us, you listen to us, you talk to us, you've listened to DDP, you've talked to DDP, you've heard them on the DVDs, this is a workout you can make your own. And it's a workout that allows you to own your life, own your body. And the thing about it is, you take it at the speed you need to. That's why there's such a variety of moves, of workouts, from 27 minutes with energy. You're going to get up to over an hour workout with Double Black Diamond. You're going to challenge yourself with Strength Builder, your upper body and your shoulders and your arms. Everything hits the core. You have below the belt. There's something in there for everybody. And in making it your own, you have the primer with the diamond dozen that shows you some of the base moves. There's no reason that if you need to switch it up from everything else that you have, do it yourself. Do a 20-minute, a 40-minute workout. I've done it myself. I've got a couple videos online. And in prep for a certification that's been in the works for almost a year now. It's totally made to make it your own. You have to, especially if you're in working out in a 40-foot square box, right?
Well, you know it, man. You know it. Sometimes you have to modify because you can't do the moves. Sometimes you have to modify because you have no place to do the moves.
That's absolutely true. So we had Jay here for a little bit, and I was going to give him a shout out, but hopefully you're still listening, Jay. I don't see it in the chat room, but anybody who wants to give us a call. Oh, there he's back. All right. 347-994-1216. Jay, what's up? Jay's a friend of ours who is always supporting the show. Jay Campbell is doing great stuff in his life, making personal decisions and taking his health back. Hope you're still running the steps, Jay. Jay's an awesome, awesome, dedicated guy to running the steps, which I know is a tough thing to do. I live in a ranch, and when I have to run up my steps to get into my man cave to do the show, you know, I can feel my clock's burning, and I'm just running 12 steps. So, but
while you were going through that, you were talking about how good the workouts are 2 years from now, or even though they're 2 years old or whatever. There's have been times that I've met people and they want to get into YRG or to DDP yoga, but they don't want to quite make that commitment because I think I forget how much the price of it was, but it was $130 or $120 or something like that.
Yeah.
I've sent plenty of people over to, there's a website called greatdrills.com, and they sell the original YRG DVDs, which, as far as I'm concerned, they're just, I wouldn't say they're just as good as the current YRG because they're not quite as involved. Well, they're still a very, very solid workout. I still go back and do those workouts.
Yeah, if you get that, the yoga for regular guys workout, and you have, is that the original Fat Burner that's in there? I'm popping it open. The Fat Burner and Fat Burner Plus. And then you have the 20-minute workout, which is kind of like the energy. You got a little bit slower pace, and you guys will get to meet Yoga Doc, the Yoga Docs in the videos, and then a bunch of different stuff, but that's good. The $130 price, you know what? When I got on it, and I don't know what the new thing would be, one of the barriers that I got with people, and when I talked about it, I looked at it. I got the original package. I didn't get the heart monitor at first when I first did it because I thought, original package, if you only got the first five DVDs without the max pack, was $60, signed, sealed, delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you beat stepping into the best program of your life, a life-changing, you know, owning your life, a transformation, a body transformation, and it turns into a mental and a life transformation for $60? Best deal I ever got in my life, so...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's very easy for us to justify the price of it because we know what it can do and we've experienced it and we've transformed our lives by doing it. is for somebody else who hasn't experienced that, it's, you know, they've yo-yo dieted, they've tried the different workouts and they don't work. It's a little bit harder for them to take that plunge, and I totally get that.
Yep, absolutely. And Jay threw up sort of a question or statement that he's trying to get off chocolate in the chat room. And if you're not eating the dark chocolate, man, at least get off the milk chocolate and get into some dark chocolate. Get a little bit healthier there. Although if you're going through withdrawal, maybe you're totally off of it. And, you know, it's not a totally terrible thing. But anybody listening, if you don't know, we don't mention it probably enough, but we're doing DDP Radio on behalf of Dallas, who is here and still listens, still very active. You know, we've been talking about him. So, you know, shout out to DDP for allowing us to host and sort of sponsoring, you know, everything for us. If you want to follow him, you can catch him on Twitter at RealDDP. Or ddpbang.com is his website. You can get a lot of details there. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's TeamYRG. And if you give that a shout out, you know, you should get a follow back. But one of the things, and we should get to it tonight, that YRG teaches us is making goals and overcoming challenges and following the SmackDown principles. And oh, goodness. When did we start talking about the, sort of the concept of what we're introducing tonight, the Challenge Center? Was that maybe a month and a half ago?
Something like that, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. And sort of what we were thinking is, you know, we've always talked, and we talked about setting goals following SMAC. And, you know, one of the things we thought of is, in talking to people and saying, you know, I want to set some basic challenges. I need to get myself set up on YRG. You know, what do I need to do? One of the things to do is to set your goals and make them specific, measurable, achievable, compatible in your life, and to keep it going so you don't ever quit. And that's the SMAC principles right there. And, you know, what a better way than to help Team YRG and people coming in, not only for the new people, but for the people that have existed there, then to leverage the power of Team YRG and all of our ideas to give you some base challenges, right?
Absolutely. And, I mean, the main thing that pops into my head was how do we – the great thing about Team YRG is it's a very tight community. So how do you leverage that so people can use it to be accountable for their goals? So that's
right.
Kind of where, yeah, that's where the idea came from.
and maybe to Jay's benefit, he got one of the original call outs months ago that sort of got us on the way of thinking of, like, hey, he was brave enough to take a call out and a challenge from us, but maybe we don't want to be as direct, and we want people to be invited and to feel welcomed and to feel, hey, I can really do this. So we set up the Challenge Center, because one of the things that this provides, you know, we think for you, is a guide to help you achieve and get to that life-changing transformation that you want. And, you know, a lot of times you feel like it's going to come at the cost of your own effort and your own hard work, which it does. You have to decide to do it. But sometimes you need a little help on your way. And sometimes, you know, you ask for it on TYRG and you get it. But, you know, the commonality of a goal, drawing people together, I think there's nothing better than that. You see other people succeed and you share in the success and it comes off on you. But also the support when you're trying to hit it is unmatched on Team YRG.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've talked about it before many, many times, but it is by far the best community I've ever been a part of. It's just the support is just amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm really excited about the Challenge Center. And I think one of the things that, you know, we tried to do in setting it up and talking about it, we laid out some base challenges. And, well, they're, to give you an idea of the setup, they're at they're sort of admin-based right now. We put them out there, and you can respond to them and sign up for them. And then we have another section that's called Team YRG Challenges, where you can submit or say your own personal challenges that you're putting in, sort of to make it an easy way to manage it. But we're hoping that you participate in all the admin challenges and all the and put your thoughts and ideas in the team challenges, and we could promote those to admin, and maybe, you know, maybe even we want to open it up. But, you know, we really want you to own your life, and part of YRG is doing that, and the Challenge Center is going to help you to get there if you need it to. You know, DDP always says, ask yourself, what do I really want? That's such a critical question. When I'm actually hitting my stride or trying to get into it, I think that's a great question to depend on. I mean, do you ever find yourself asking yourself, relying on that just as a single point of reference when you're trying to get your bearings?
Absolutely. Well, everybody has those days. You know, you go through and you said, okay, I'm going to work 3 times a week or 4 times a week or whatever it is, and you get to that third or that fourth day, and you're like, I'd rather play a video game, or I'd rather watch a TV, or you know, I would rather just take the day off. And that's, if you can gear your mind towards that, I mean, it's one of those many, many things that come in line with corrective thinking. That there's a lot of training your brain with this lifestyle as well as anything else. So, yeah, that absolutely helps quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's in the way I was thinking about that, I was actually thinking about, you know, a version of what you just said in the shower this morning, and sort of asking myself, what do I really want? If you ask yourself that and you haven't answered it, it's almost like I think to myself, man, if I could only have told myself a year ago, then I'd be in the best shape of my life right now, you know, if I'd only committed to something, you know, a year ago. Well, if you're doing that, you're not answering yourself honestly, or else you would have put the hard work in for the complete year. You might have asked yourself the question once or twice, but you never really answered honestly. And this is a way to answer honestly, see what you really want, and try to commit to it through goals and challenges. So,
yeah, and the great thing that I like about that, and well, let me back up a minute. First of all, let's give credit where credit's due. The whole challenge was my idea, but the execution of it was all Sparky. Okay, I want to make sure everybody knows that all the hard work that went into this thing was Sparky. So he deserves a hell of a lot of credit for that. But with that said, I think there's something very, very powerful about being able to go in front of your peers as it is and say, listen, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. And then you're accountable for that. I think that could be a very powerful thing.
It can be a very, very powerful thing. I remember a couple of weeks ago, and it can change. It's a beautiful thing, I think, about goals and challenges, is sometimes people think, you know, they have to do one thing, and sometimes it's lofty and sometimes it's not. But, you know, falling smack down, make sure it's achievable and compatible. It maybe a few months ago when RK and I decided we were sort of at the same point where we had hit a plateau, we put ourselves up. We called it the Spar RK Challenge. We wrote our goals down on a piece of paper. We actually made a PDF document out of it, said what we wanted to do, and we followed that almost religiously for 2 weeks to sort of get ourselves back on track and to blast an initial couple pounds of weight off. And, you know, I lost a couple pounds. I got workouts in every day. I hadn't done a diamond cutter in a while. I hadn't done double black diamond in a while. We incorporated those in to make sure that, you know, we were really advancing ourselves in the moves and in YRG like the way we were supposed to. And that gave us a jump start for a couple weeks. And, you know, now I'm not doing that. I'm at a different point now because of what's happened in the past couple months. So, you know, I might take a step back where I might say, hey, I'm going to try to take one of the challenges on the site, which is actually perfect for me, even though you may think of it when I say energy. A lot of people think energy is a beginner, but it's not. I'm going to take the Energy Streak Challenge. Actually, I'm walking into it right now, which is how many days can you do energy in a row? And, you know, from this point on, I'm going to try to do, you know, the next week energy every day. If I think back in my journey, one of the things that I tried to do is make everything a habit. I know me, and if I didn't turn something into a habit and if I didn't make it easy for myself, it wasn't going to stick. I'm not saying energy is easy, because anytime you have to dedicate 20 minutes working out and sweating, you know, you're paying the mental price to try and get in it, and then you're paying the physical price, but it's so worth it in the end.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I think, you know, that's one of the things that I really like about all the workouts is that you can make it as hard as you want. Even 20 minutes, if you're engaging the right way, that's going to be a long 20 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I did tonight, and, you know, I've been landscaping in the back of my yard, and I got like 9 yards of, you know, 9 yards of mulch delivered the other day. And it's funny because I'm very aware of my body now. I'm very aware of doing things physically because of YRG, not to injure myself, because Dallas preaches that, modifications all through here, people of all body types, all injuries and stuff, as you know, do modifications. And I find myself, you know, if I'm shoveling, I started taking like a lunge in so I didn't bend my back and hurt my back. Then I'm like, wait a second, if I just take an additional step back, I'm almost getting a full lunge in. And as I'm throwing a shovel into the pile of mulch, I'm kind of doing dynamic resistance with my arms before I got the shovel in. That way I didn't get a jar to my body from throwing the shovel into it. And then as I'm picking it up, I position myself so I could do a core twist while I'm throwing the, you know, the load of mulch into the tractor bed that I had. So it was like, if you think about it, you can do it every day. In almost anything you do, you can grab the YRG mindset, prevent yourself from having injury, and actually get a little bit better workout just doing everyday things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It reminds me of Jimbo, the firefighter, who had used YRG to escape from a floor that had collapsed underneath him. And I don't actually remember the story, but yeah, he had he had collapsed, and I think he went to his waist, and because of the positions and the strength that he had gained from doing it, he was able to escape it. So he was like, YRG. Gene is asked out of a fire, so this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome. You know, another guy who does a lot of stuff, Stephen Peters on the site, posts a lot about how he does some mods. And Stephen's like really excited about stuff and really excited about doing moves and incorporating them into every day. And one of the things he just posted about that I read, I believe it's in the morning when he's putting on his shoes and stuff, he saw Arthur doing, I think it was in one of the regular YRG workout videos, but he does a standing split, you know, where you have like your right foot planted and you're going to bend over and begin to touch your, you know, your knee if you can get that far, your calf, your ankle, or your toes, while lifting your left leg up in the air. And he's almost completely vertical with that left leg in a straight line. And Steve noticed an opportunity where he could do that every morning in something just as simple as putting your shoes on in the morning. After I get the one shoe done, I'm just going to bend over and I'm going to pull that move off. And as you do that every day, you get better and better at it.
Absolutely. That's not an easy move to pull off.
No, it's not. So, I'm going to say, oh, hey, actually, Steve's in the chat room. I didn't even know he was in there. And, what's up, Steve? There's a little shout-out for you, buddy. But, you know, one thing that's really important, and, you know, some people have talked to me about was, you know, using the heart monitor. I think I said when I first started that, you know, I didn't get the heart monitor. Well, I instantly figured out that you probably should have that, because after doing the workouts and listening to Dallas and you watch the Diamond Dozen, that's very important to have, because if you're not monitoring yourself and you're not monitoring your cardio when you're doing that and how much you're taxing your heart, you can actually do some damage. And it's actually better, I think for you to challenge yourself to sort of hold back a little bit and develop the strength in a safe manner.
Well, Dallas, I don't know if you were on that specific show or not, but Dallas told a story once about a bicyclist who was, you know, doing everything he could to increase his time. And he was training himself by going as hard as he could for as long as he could. And he, no matter how long he did that, his time never really increased. But then he started using a heart monitor, and he started training to keep himself in his optimal zone. And just training that way increased his time. So it's being in that optimal zone is very, very important. I mean, not only are you not gonna just walk through the workout and not get any benefit of it, but you're also not gonna blow yourself out.
Right, and that took him a year to retrain himself, right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before he could actually, and then he was actually doing a lot better than he had before.
So you're not only talking about an optimal place for your heart, but you're also talking about optimal results at the same time.
Yep, absolutely. I knew there's a lady that goes to the gym where my dad is, and her husband one time got not in great shape, got on the treadmill, went sort of balls out on the treadmill, and collapsed of a heart attack at the gym because, you know, his heart wasn't ready to do that. And I know probably there are other conditions into that, but, you know, if you don't know the health that your heart's in and you feel good and you take it up above that level and you're maxing it out, man, you could, you really don't know what's in store for you. Hopefully you're not there, but it's always a good idea to train your body in the best way that protects it inside and out.
Yeah, there's no benefit for going balls out anyway. It's not beneficial for you at all.
No.
It's logically, you know, you think the harder you work, the more of a result you're going to get, but that's really not the case.
Nope, not at all. And I actually think that goes for, you know, the same for strength building and whatnot. And you could actually say that, and I sort of know part of the story of why you got YRG. You know, a lot of guys go to the gym, and they're busting their ass, lifting heavy, heavy plates of weight, you know, doing few reps and doing things and trying to build strength, but to add muscle mass. But isn't that why you got into YRG, right?
Yeah. So, well, you know what? The reason I got into YRG was because I was working for Dallas, and I was going to getting geared up to start rebuilding his websites, and he sent me YRG only so I could be familiar with it, with what he was doing. That was the only reason. So, but I wanted to check everything out, so I listened to the Only Life CD, and that inspired me so much that I was like, you know what, I'm going to try the workouts. I never really did. Pretty much the only thing that I would do back then would be sit at the computer and work. I would either be working at home or I would be working at work, but I was always working. So there really wasn't any exercise. So when I did start doing those workouts, I had a lot of benefits that I never expected. I mean, I put on 20 pounds of muscle. It straightened my back out, where I had worn a wrist brace for several years. I threw it away. I either threw it away or lost it. I have no idea what I even did with it. I haven't worn it in so long. I mean, it's just I had so many health benefits from doing it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because in the thing about it, if you're listening and you're doing the program, YRG doesn't lift a weight. It's zero impact. DDP yoga doesn't lift a weight. It's zero impact. And Robert put on 15 pounds of muscle just from this. Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and if you're listening, you want to give us a call, 347-994-1216. As always, you know, DDP is allowing us to represent and, you know, thank him for that. And if you want to follow him at Twitter, RealDDP, you can catch him on Facebook. And if you want to see everything else DDP related, check out ddpbang.com. His upcoming appearances and everything you'll find there. So, and so we're talking a little bit about challenges, everything else that comes in. We have the Challenge Center up on the site. So if you're listening, check out teamyrg.com. This is an idea, you know, that we came up with, Robert thought of. It was going to be a great idea. We kind of got our heads together and figured out how we could start it, and we put some basic challenges up there. So we're inviting you to come on in, join us, pop into a couple of the challenges, and right now I'm just gonna read off a couple. So if you think they're too hard, like one of the original Sparky callouts, they're not. Jay took on an enormous challenge there, but we have some very basic challenges and stuff that's going to be pretty good for you, like. Two of them don't even have to do with exercise, but we're focusing on nutrition, and one's called the waterfall challenge, and that's drinking eight-ounce glasses of water a day, so you get the body the water it needs. I can't tell you, if I'm not paying attention to it, and I don't have my two-quart Red Cooler water filled up first thing in the morning, I will drink like three or four cups of coffee, and that's all I'll have in fluids for like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
will do the same thing, and I usually will only notice it if I'm like getting myself off a wall, you know, or
yeah.
I've got so many jitters I can't. Yeah, that's when I notice it. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No, and you know, it's funny too. And one thing I've been able to pay attention to since, you know, we came up with the idea of this is sort of paying attention at work. When I'm drinking the coffee, I start to notice, you know, hey, you know, you start to bounce off the walls a little bit. The caffeine's good. It's going to increase your heart rate, you know, get the blood pressure going a little bit. But also, you know, it pulls some water out of the body when you're not replenishing. Your body always needs water to go. I think your body goes through like 2 quarts of water a day anyway. But when your mouth starts to feel dry, that's like one of the first signs of dehydration. Dehydration, you know, you can get, your body can start to feel a little off, maybe a little headache, you know, maybe you get a little dizzy. But you need to give the body sort of its lifeblood, and that's one of those things is getting water. You know, and another beautiful thing of it, if you're going to drink some water, if you're trying to control your diet and your eating, sometimes that glass of water is going to fill you up, and if you drink it before you eat, give yourself 20 or 30 minutes so you can drink a big glass of water, give it time to tell your mind, your stomach to tell your mind, okay, I'm getting a little bit full here. It might help curb some of the hunger and some of that eating that you have. I know I sometimes have some problems. If I'm going to go eat and I'm on an empty stomach, anything looks good to me, and I could go on a rampage, and I could go on a 20-minute just straight eating rampage. I'll go to the cupboard, especially in the past couple weeks, you know, when we've been dealing with some personal strife, trying to get things straight and get my mental state in the right state of mind. Food is my friend during those times. I can go on a 20-minute binge, bro. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't the bottom of a bag of Doritos, but I found myself at the bottom of a bag of baked Lays, which, you know, really aren't as good either.
Well, you know, something you said reminded me, because you had mentioned Yoga Doc earlier. Yoga Doc is Dr. Craig Aaron. He's, I'm not even going to try and pronounce what he does, because I can never say it. But one of the tips that he gives is that the body doesn't know the difference between being hungry and being thirsty. So if you start to feel hungry, drink some water first. And if you're still hungry, then eat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a great idea. And sometimes you don't think about it because you're busy working, you're busy doing this, you're busy doing that. But if you can take it 20 minutes and sort of, you know, even 10, 15 minutes before, it'll help. I think that's a great idea. But, you know, along with that, we've flipped that waterfall challenge and given your body something good to kind of say, maybe take something away, and this Grusota challenge. But and that's more so sometimes people drink, you know, diet sodas and they have some less harmful things in it. But most of all, it's getting away from the sugars and the caffeines, because I'm throwing energy drinks in with that one. You know, I hear a lot of people talk, and it blows my mind that people will go to work out and they'll take like a Red Bull right before they go running. Totally blows my mind, because, you know, your body is going to try to replace water, but because of the sugar and the carbs, it's going to help. It's going to start to pull some water out of your body. Plus, it's also going to elevate your heart rate, which you're trying to do in the first place in a healthy measure by going to work out. This is doing everything to you that you absolutely don't want.
You know, I had to laugh before when you mentioned diet soda, because about a year ago, I went out to lunch with Mark Merrow, Ray Lloyd, and Dallas.
Okay, go ahead and name drop.
That's what I'm doing. Just and,
great guys.
And Hulk Hogan was there. No. I'm sitting there with these guys, and Dallas goes on a rant about diet soda, about how bad it is for you. And we're at different ends of the table. Dallas and myself were at different ends of the table. So Dallas didn't notice that I'm sitting there drinking a diet soda while he's going on this rant about the evils of it. And Ray, who is, you know, he's a good friend of the show, is sitting next to Dallas, and he looks at me and goes, "So, hey, Robert, how's that diet soda tasting now?"
And Dallas probably didn't care.
Oh, no, he cared. It was quite the reaction. Yeah, Ray called me out in front of everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking he probably didn't care in the fact that, okay, Robert has a diet soda, it doesn't matter what I just said, because Robert's going to get the rest of it now.
Yeah, I caught a lot of attention.
That's too cool. Yeah, I can't. I might have diet soda once a week, and just for something different. And but really, I'm on a kick for organic juices and water and coffee. I go through a love hate relationship with coffee, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not loading it up with sugar, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. It's kind of a vice. Like, it kind of keeps me going in the morning. It's a ritual,
yeah.
Work, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the few vices I tell myself. You know,
yeah.
I have no desire whatsoever to replace that with anything. I've made a peace with my coffee addiction.
Good. Yeah. Well, and you know, for me, I'll drink a black coffee, and I may put like a stevia or something in it, one pack, but. Man, I think that's the good stuff. Are you drinking black coffee, or you're not one of the like, I'm gonna go get like a frappa mochaccino latte caramel macchiato like explosion from Starbucks, are you?
Oh no, because those like make me psychotic. There's just so much caffeine in them. My coworkers don't like that. But no, I'll put some like a little bit of coffee cream in there and some stevia, and you know, good to go.
Yeah. Good stuff. It's stevia, the natural extract, is a lot better for you than the other stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to get my sweeteners with as little cancer as possible.
Yes. Yeah. Try to eliminate the side effects of everything that you put your body or can't put your body these days. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to become a professional hermit to really avoid it all.
With that, broke up.
You'd have to become a professional hermit to really avoid it all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and one of the things I try to do as a favor for myself is every time I go to the store, I try to grab at least something, and I'm trusting that it's organic. So if I'm going to grab a pepper that's labeled organic and it looks a little different than the other pepper, that it's organic. I can almost, you know, I almost give credit to that, because when I pick up an organic pepper and it looks sickly next to these pumped up, you know, vegetables that we have nowadays. Now, I don't go crazy with it, but if I can find it, you know, an organic version or something that seems a little bit more natural, it actually makes me feel better to eat it. And I think eating cleaner actually makes me feel a hell of a lot better when I'm actually on.
No, absolutely.
So, we're here, guys. If anybody's out there and wants to give a call, 347-994-1216, I think sort of on the last leg of the show here, I'm gonna put some challenges out to you guys. We have the challenge center. We have a couple things that we've talked about: the waterfall, the screw soda challenge, the energy streak challenge, which I signed up for. I'm going to try to get 5 in a row, but I'm going to challenge you guys to come and visit the challenge center and give us some ideas. We didn't want to put a bunch of stuff in here to say these are what you guys have to do, because this is Team YRG. This is for everybody. This is for all of us. So, you know, come in, sign up for a challenge that's there, or if you got an idea for one. I think Steve gave us an idea in the landing page for Team YRG challenges, which is labeled Team YRG challenges. Put something in there. Challenge us to get a new goal in there for people, a new challenge for people, and challenge yourself by putting one in. For all the new people who might be listening to us, though, there is one that I would really direct you to, and that's the You're Ready Go challenge. If you're new to YRG and you want to take full advantage and sort of immerse yourself in what YRG is, take a look at it, because Robert's put together a really good new members guide. And if you haven't checked it out, that's part of the You're Ready Go challenge. Take your 6 picks. Make your introduction. You know, there's nothing I think I love to see more than when we go in and you see Arthur welcoming somebody. You see a lot of the other members, like when Doug welcomes somebody, Stacy welcomes somebody, you know, Motown, and they come back and they get pumped up and they tell us who they are. There's nothing better than learning about somebody else from Team YRG.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, and I wanted to remind you of the announcement for the new time next week as well.
The announcement for the what? New day?
The new time slot, yeah. New day, yes.
Yes, the new day we need to hit you guys up with, and I should have put it in the announcement today, but we are going to move to Wednesdays for scheduling purposes. Life happens. And, you know, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be here. But that's where we're going to pop into. So you guys give us a listen, and we'll try to get the notice out early next week and maybe put a message broadcast out before that. Might not be a bad idea. But that's going to be our new home for a while, and hopefully that works out for everybody. You know, yell and scream. Give us a hoot and a holler. We'd love to hear from you tonight and next Wednesday. So, but come in to see us and check out these challenges, man. Get your goals together. You know, they're going to be steps along your journey that a year from now you're going to be able to look back on and say these little pieces helped you to put together, you know, a puzzle of what you thought was a confusing life, a confusing goal, a confusing transformation, something that you might not have thought was attainable. Every piece here, everything in Team YRG is going to help you to achieve that. Is there anything, any challenge you'd like to add, Robert, that you thought maybe we missed? Or
you know what? I've been so busy the last days, I've got to say that I haven't even gone and looked at the challenges, so I'm going to do that this weekend, and I would definitely, I'll definitely let you know if I can think of any. And you know what, I was actually going to say that challenging people to do their 6 picks, that was actually my idea, you know, 5 minutes ago, before I realized you had already had that idea, so if I can think of anything else, I will definitely let you know.
Hey, That's okay. Come up with it. This is like Robert said, this is a brainchild of his. You know, we worked on it together, and we came up with it. We're all Team YRG. We're all here to help each other, and that's the beauty of it. And, you know, right now we have the Year Ready Go Challenge, Beginner's Gluten-Free Challenge, a Dairy-Free Challenge. Plank you. If you want to start to get into planks and into some crazy moves, into something to challenge your upper body and your balance, check it out. I put a crazy plank in there. I challenge anybody to come in and do that or come up with something better. The Screw Shoulder Challenge we talked about, Waterfall and the Energy Street Challenge. Everything else is up to you. Stop in Team YRG challenges and let us know what you want. We'll put them there. Let everybody else know what you're up to. And, you know, we'd be happy to hear it. I'm sure they'd be happy to see it. And anybody would be happy for the support that you're going to give them. And I'm sure you're going to be happy for what you get out of it. So if that is what we have for a show tonight, I'm pretty happy with it. What do you think, bro?
Absolutely. I definitely am. And I need to say that the only reason I said that the challenges were my idea was simply because, you know, just to point out that you put the work into it. You know, I think that I within like what 4 or 5 days after coming up with that idea and shooting it around between you, Steve, and myself, you had like Word documents and spreadsheets and you just put a hell of a lot of work into that. I think NASA would have been a little envious of the amount of work that you put into that. So I think everybody should be aware of that.
Well, I appreciate that, man, because I look at you as the godfather of Team YRG and everything that is all good in Team YRG. So I appreciate the comments. I mean, it's got to be a curse for you sometimes. If you guys don't know, if I hear any little bit of piece of something exciting for Team YRG from Robert or Dallas, God knows they get an email from me a couple days later that is this run-on stream of consciousness. Hey, guys, what do you think about this? And I've gotten to the point where I have to put a disclaimer. Use it or not, read it or not, I just had to get this out. I was so excited about it. There's like a two-page. I've sent them spreadsheets, stats, all kinds of stuff. But
I love that. I mean, it's a great thing. This community, I've lost track of time, but I've been working on different versions of this community for over 5 years now, and it's evolved from, I think this is its third inception. And it has evolved so much, and I want to make sure that it keeps evolving. And that's the whole thing. So anybody has an idea, send it my way, even if it is sparky, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, sometimes I just got to pay a little attention to me, and then I go away.
So. My rule of thumb, I've got that written down somewhere. Let me look.
Yeah. So that I got the attention I needed tonight. Guys, this has been another phenomenal show. And to sort of wrap it up with these challenges, it's you. You need to adopt it. You need to do it. You need to own it. But when you do, we're all here to help you. Remember, permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. Make some permanent choices in your life. Get a great lifestyle change. Because Team YRG is where it's at. Anything else to add, bro?
Thank you so much, man.
All right, guys. For Robert, Stay Two can't be with us. Hope you're doing good, girl. DDP, myself, Team YRG. Remember, kick the 10% in the ass, live life at 90%.